All right, everybody. A very special interview today. I'm talking to the man that I'm named after. I'm Sean Thomas Smith. I'm talking to John Thomas Smith today, my grandpa. Papa, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining me on the show today. Are you having a good day so far?
So far.
How was dinner?
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yeah. We had ribs. We had ribs in the Instant Pot, so they were pretty tasty. You ever been on the radio before, bud?
No.
No. So it's our first day today. Well, that's all right. I will walk you through it. And, Papa, what we're going to do is we're just going to take a trip down memory lane, and then I'm going to ask you some questions. Mom sent in some questions. Leslie sent in some questions. Uncle Larry sent in some questions. And I have some, too. And what we don't get to today, we will get to another day. Does that sound okay?
That's fine.
All right.
I just hope I can answer those questions.
Well, that's all right. Well, just do the best you can, and if you need to move on to the next one, let me know. You need me to pause this, let me know, and we'll get it all taken care of, and I'll put it together in... I'll make it all sound great in the end, okay? I'll edit it all together, make it sound good.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's start at the beginning. You were born on August 27th, 1931, in Jasper, Indiana, to Walter James Smith and Mary M. Smith, formerly Mary M. Miller. Do you have any good memories or any memories at all about Jasper? What are you?
No, I don't.
Nothing
no,
good?
No, I wasn't that old. I was just a little a baby, actually.
Yeah. Well, and I hate to start off with, a bad story, but, I've been getting on the Ancestry.com, and we've been looking up some stuff. I found some pretty neat stuff that you might not know about. I found, according to the 1930 census, your mom and dad lived with your grandparents, Catherine Schweitzer, and a lot of your mom's brothers at 1315, let's see what that address is, 1315 Kundek Street, K-U-N-D-E-C-K, Kundek Street. And I know you're shaking your head that you don't recognize that, but I did find that, and looks like it was named after Joseph Kundek, who founded that Catholic church. So remember I was telling you earlier,
oh, yeah,
that street is right next to St. Joseph's Catholic Church. So I was able to find that. I guess let me ask, do you have any memories or anything like that you want to talk about? If not, we can kind of zoom past the bad stuff.
I don't know. I can't remember nothing like that. I don't remember nothing when I was little like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have, I guess the bad thing that we're talking about here is on October 10th of 1934 that there was a house fire at your house, and tragically your mother died in that house fire when a stove exploded. Does that sound right?
That is right.
Yeah.
And it blew up and blew all over her.
Yeah.
She's burning fire, and they took her out and rolled her in the ground to get the fire out.
And that's one of your earliest memories?
That's the only thing I remember.
Would you say that's probably your earliest memory, unfortunately?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and that's a sad way to begin the podcast, but there's plenty of, happy memories, too, that we can talk about. So, yeah. Or hopefully they get a little happier, but after that, you said you had told me earlier that you guys moved
to Louisville.
To Louisville. What brought you to Louisville? Do you
on Levitt Street?
Yeah, I found that address too. It's 1817 11th Street.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Do you have any memories of 11th Street?
Yeah, a whole lot.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you remember? What was your life like growing up? That was a question that a lot of everyone kind of submitted. What was your life like growing up?
Like anybody else, I just went to school.
Yeah, do you remember where you went to school?
Yeah, John Marshall's.
John Marshall's. Mm-hmm. Where is that downtown or?
That's on that right there, right around, right there on 7th Street, right around that area there.
What'd you like to do as a kid? Did you ever have fun?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Anything I wanted to do.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know, play ball. And I climbed a fence, broke my leg, broke my hip, I guess what you could call it.
Yeah, why don't you tell everyone that story?
Well, me and this other boy, he wanted to see which one could get on top of that fence first. And we got, both of us got up there, and the fence fell, the whole fence fell, and it was a real thick fence. And it twisted my leg all the way around, broke my hip. He got a fractured skull out of it.
Really? Well, I know that you've had some trouble with that hip, but I think you... Didn't you tell me that the church paid for it?
No, they didn't pay for it. They come up and visited me, though.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
Yeah.
Was it a church? It's the fence to a church, right?
Yeah. They built a church.
Hmm. You played ball?
They brought me boxes of candy and stuff like that.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite candy growing up?
No. I don't remember.
Well, you like sweets now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite candy bar now?
Maybe I didn't have any then.
What's your favorite candy bar now, though?
I don't know. I like Clark Bars.
Clark Bars?
Yeah.
Payday?
Yeah, Payday.
Mounds?
Yeah.
I know you like your coconut candy.
The Mound is my favorite, yeah.
Yeah, Mounds is your favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Do you like Almond Joy, the one that has nuts in it?
Yeah, I like that too.
I gotcha. Yeah, one of the questions that they, that I believe Uncle Larry asks, or maybe Leslie asked, but... Did you have a favorite game growing up? I know you said you played ball. Did you like baseball, or did you have a game, maybe Monopoly, something like that, that you like to play? Or
no, we just mostly just run around.
Yeah. Did you have a bike or anything like that?
Oh yeah, I had a bike.
Did your brother have a bike?
Yeah, he had a bike.
You know what story I'm asking you about?
You hear this story?
Yeah, but I don't think anybody else did.
Yeah, he had a bike, and I borrowed it, and I took it down there and ran into a telephone post.
Bent the wheel all up. How old were you then?
About 11, I think.
About 11?
Yeah.
One of the questions I got was, what was your first job?
Paper boy.
Paper boy.
Yeah, I had a good paper route. I run all the paper all around that area there. I had 200 something papers delivered every morning.
Do you remember getting up early and doing that, or
4 o'clock?
Heck, that is quite a paper route, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you went to John Marshall School. Did you do good in school?
Huh?
Did you do good in school?
No, not really. Didn't like school too much. No, I don't guess no any boy does, really.
Yeah. Restless. You get restless, I feel like. You want to go out and play instead.
Yeah, there you go. Back there years ago, though, we didn't have a whole lot of money. You know, wasn't that much money at around.
Yeah, it was Depression, Great Depression.
But I made good money when I was a paper boy, though.
How much money did you make as a paper boy? Do you remember?
Well, I made it, but I didn't get it, see?
Yeah.
My dad took it all away from me.
Mm. Did you ever keep any of it?
Yeah.
Hide some of it?
Some of it I put it in a pinball machine so I can get rid of it.
Oh yeah. Do you like pinball?
I did at that time. Yeah, that's all they had to do. has these machines, you know, you go in or put nickels in.
Yeah. You got to go to the movies, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to the movies, stay in there all day long.
Yeah, you didn't have to leave after just one showing.
No, you stay there all the time you wanted to.
Do you remember any of the movies that you watched?
No, it's too long ago. Too long ago.
I remember as a kid renting an old black and white Treasure Island, and I remember you telling me that you had seen that.
Yeah, I seen that one.
But
when you see it, you see it over and over as much as you want to.
Yeah. Did you have any friends and stuff that you would run around with? Did you have a best friend growing up?
Yeah, I did, but I can't remember his name now. Joe somebody. Joe Rank, I think it was.
Joe Rank.
Yeah.
What did you guys do?
We just run around the neighborhood.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had a pet bull. They followed me around everywhere I went.
What was his name?
Rags.
Rags?
Yeah.
What color was he?
White.
All white.
All solid white.
And he followed you guys around, you and Joe Rank.
Yeah.
So you guys just what, terrorized the neighborhood?
Yeah. Yeah. He was scared of him.
So Rags was your protector, huh?
Yeah, he was a protector.
There you go. So how far along in school did you get?
In a seventh grade, I think it was.
And then you just got
eighth grade. I went to the eighth grade.
Eighth grade, and then what did you do? Did you get a job then, or because that would have put you at about what 13 years old, 14 years old?
But I left home.
You left home then?
Yeah. I'm about 14, I guess 15, something like that. Well, I left. I went to Texas.
Well, how did you make it to Texas?
I had money, bought me a ticket.
With your paper route?
Yeah.
Well, what made you decide to leave?
Because I wasn't gaining nothing. I was working, and I wasn't getting nothing out of it.
So you decided to go to Texas, huh?
Yeah.
I had heard some stories, and I don't know if this was before you left for Texas or after, that you worked at Churchill Downs for a bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What'd you do there?
Walking horses. When they race them,
mm-hmm.
they come back in all sweaty, you know, you have to walk in for an hour or so. I walked the horses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah. Where'd you hear that at?
I think Mom told me that story.
Did she?
So you decided, was that before you left for Texas or after?
Before.
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 So you bought a ticket.
Yeah.
Did you take a train or?
A bus.
A bus. Where in Texas did you go?
San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Yeah, and then I got a job after I got there. I was a dishwasher in a big hotel for a while.
Oh, really? Do you remember the name of the hotel?
Uh-uh. Too long ago.
So you were a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. Now, how did that pay?
I paid so much an hour, I forgot what it was now. Done pretty good, though.
Yeah. Where did you stay?
Huh?
Where did you stay when you were down there?
In a motel.
Oh, so you stayed in the hotel you worked at.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good job. I mean, even if it doesn't pay very much, you got a place to stay.
Yeah.
How did you manage that?
Somebody got me a job, I think. Yeah, it's been a long time ago, though.
Did you leave by yourself, or?
Yeah, I left by myself.
So you left by yourself, and you got to Texas, where you decided to...
And then I went all the way around. I've been everywhere, just about.
Well, where did you go?
All over the United States. Work a while, and then I get enough money, and I'll go someplace else. When I went to Colorado, I worked up in Colorado for a while in the mountains up there.
What'd you do?
I was a cook.
At a hotel also?
It was a resort.
Okay. Like at a lodge, like a ski resort?
Yeah. I worked at some kind of home one time. A big storm come. I remember that part. And about 90 miles an hour wind blow, and I was walking outside going to do something. It blew me against some kind of pole. Knocked a hole in my leg.
Knocked a hole in your leg?
Yeah.
Is this the same leg that you broke your hip?
Yeah.
Is this the same leg that you got cut when you jumped in the pool?
It's right here.
My goodness.
Right in front there. And you hit right in there. That hurt, too.
Right in the shin, huh?
Yeah.
What was that story, too, about when you jumped in the... Now, when you jumped in that pool and you got your leg... Or you jumped in that pond and you got your leg cut. Is that early or later? In your life?
It was earlier.
Yeah, what happened there?
I think we cut school. I think we went over to this pond, went swimming, and in that pond, there was something in the bottom of that thing. When I jumped in there, it cut my leg open, and my brother carried me all the way back to there to get to.
Stitched up.
The hospital.
Yeah, you had to get quite a few stitches, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you can see it.
I don't know how many. There's a whole bunch.
And was that David that did that? That carried you?
Yeah. He carried me all the way across the field.
So you have an older brother, David.
Yeah.
And then you have two half-brothers. You had two half-brothers, Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny and Donnie.
And Donnie.
They both died.
Yeah.
Donnie died from some kind of disease. Kenny, he had cancer of the throat.
Hmm. So you were saying, though, too, that you were a pretty wild boy growing up.
Yeah, I was.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'd done a lot of things I shouldn't have, I guess, but that's what it amounts to. right in the back of the house where we lived, they had a barrel where people back there, they made barrels.
Uh-huh.
And we went back there and dropped a match in one of the barrels, and they popped every one of them. Phew.
What was it like gunpowder in there? Or?
No. It was whiskey barrels.
Whiskey barrels. Oh, okay. And it popped every one of them, huh?
Yeah.
Well, good thing you didn't get caught with that.
Yeah.
Now, is this in Louisville?
Yeah.
Okay. This is before you decide. Did you skip town because you were getting in trouble?
Yeah, that's before I left.
Right. So, yeah. What else you do? See, that's the stuff I want to hear about. Yeah. Those are the details that we need to know about.
Well, I know what that stuff I didn't talk about. I was firing a firecracker one time, and the police chased me over a very big old fence. They chased me to the fence, but they couldn't climb over the fence, so they couldn't catch me.
Couldn't catch you. You do like your fireworks, though. You told me another story, too, about when you were older, and you decided to get fireworks at about midnight.
Yeah, well, I went down in Tennessee. Drove all the way down there to get some fireworks because you couldn't buy them around here.
Yeah. But that's later on because Mom was asleep in the back seat the whole time.
Yeah. that's right. She's sleeping in the back seat.
But, so you leave Louisville, you go to Texas, you go to San Antonio, and then you go to Colorado, and you're working in a resort. You said you've been all over.
I've been New York.
New York. What'd you do there?
Same thing. working what any job I can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, done that. Yeah, I went to New York. I worked at a. It was a. Yeah, I don't remember what I done there too. So, anyway, it was kids camp. What it was.
Oh, so you were like a counselor, or?
Yeah, no, I wasn't that. I don't remember what I done.
You didn't look after the kids and
yeah.
Or anything like that?
Yeah, it was rich people.
Rich people.
Yeah, children.
Of all the places that you went in this time period, what was your favorite place? Texas or Colorado, New York?
I guess the service is my best.
So did you go, at what point did you go into the Army? How old were you then?
18, I think. I think it was 18. Yeah, I had to be about 18 because I got out when I was about 22.
What made you decide that you wanted to go to the Army?
Well, I didn't like what I was doing. I didn't in my life, and I wanted to change it. I got drafted though, but still, it was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
So you went to the Army. Do you have any stories from the Army? I know you went to Korea, but did you have any stories before you went to Korea, or did you go straight there?
No, we went to basic training. For 16 months.
And how was that? 16 months?
Yeah.
How was 16 months of training?
You just exercised, stuff like that.
Yeah.
We had a 20-mile hike, for one thing. On the last of it, you have a 20-mile hike with a pack on your back.
How'd you do?
I made mine, but I went... I had people in there had the same situation as mine here, leg, you know, and everything. They didn't make it. They dropped out. But I didn't intend to make it, so I made it.
And your hip and everything didn't keep you out, obviously, and didn't keep you down either.
No, I didn't hold it. My leg is bad, but I didn't let it hold me down.
Yeah. And I remember you saying, too... I don't know if you have any additional stories before you went to Korea, but I do know you told me that you went over to Korea. Where did you leave from? Was it from California?
No, or from Kentucky.
From Kentucky.
Yeah.
Well, where did you get on that boat to go over there?
Washington.
Washington.
State of Washington.
Oh, Washington State. Gotcha.
And we got, yeah. I think it took 13 days or something like that to get over there. Across the international dateline.
Yeah. What did you think about it when you were there? What did you think about Korea once you were there?
Oh, and people had a hard way to go. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Very hard.
It
was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
We had sea rations, and they tried to bum our sea rations from us because they was hungry. We always sold them out to them all.
Right. Was it? Did you see a lot of action or anything in Korea?
No, I didn't see no action. I missed it. I come over on the tail end of it. They see far when I was going over on the ship.
Were you? You
got about halfway over there, and they come on the ship radio that they see far over there. But we got the same credit for people got used in
right.
combat.
What did you guys do over there? Since
it wasn't nothing to do over there.
Did you just like patrol?
Sat around and yeah, no, we didn't do that. Yeah, we went on patrols. Yeah, but they sat around and talked. That's about it.
Play cards.
We didn't live when we first got there, except for a pup tent. I guess you know what they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all we had. That's all we had to stay in. With a two man pup tent, you know.
What I heard that you guys would have to do patrols at night with no lights on in your Jeep.
Yeah, I tell you one thing. I went up there one time. I had some people. I was a Jeep driver for a while. And I was driving around that mountain up there at night, no lights. And I couldn't see where I was going, and I could have run off the cliff.
Well, how did you make your way up there? Just follow the vehicle in front of you, or?
Yeah, about all. No one. Yeah, there's a story on that too.
Well, what is it?
When they called our outfit back to the States, they had to take all these Jeeps down and turn them in. So everybody was there lined up, taking them down and turning them in, and then somebody in front of them stopped real quick, and everybody went bang, 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 bang all the way down. But I was lucky. I stopped before I did that.
So you didn't rear end anybody, and nobody hit you?
No, I didn't.
That's a pretty good. I've never heard that story before.
I didn't think of it just now.
Yeah, I heard. I remember you telling me that you had broken your finger.
That was alert at that time. I broke my finger.
Was that in Korea or was
it in Korea?
Yeah, because your finger. Yeah, you have one finger on your hand.
This one right here.
Yeah, and you broke that finger.
Yeah.
Well, did you drop a trailer or something on it? Is that the story?
Yeah, it's a trailer. I was taking the trailer off, and it pushed against his Jeep. I was trying to, it too big of a hurry there. I had to get it off there.
Right. So it didn't stop you at all?
No.
And it didn't look like, you know, you ever got it put back in place either.
No, I never did. Never did even go to the doctor on it.
Just let it go. Well, there's one thing I'm not going to let go here, because if we're talking about your time in Korea, there's certain pictures that are in the photo album, and it looks like you may have had a Korean girlfriend when you were over there.
Oh, well, yeah.
Do you remember her name?
No, I don't.
You don't remember her name, huh?
No, I don't.
I wish maybe it's written on the back of one of those pictures.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Maybe.
But I do know Memo never let you live it down, really. Yeah, anytime when we were kids, she saw that picture. She's like, there's your papa's Korean girlfriend. So, yeah. And also, I heard a story, too, about the jacket that you bought a jacket when you were over there.
I did what?
That you bought a jacket when you were over there.
Yeah, I bought a jacket. Well, it don't count, though.
The story that I've always heard was that you brought it home.
Yeah, it fell apart.
And then it fell apart pretty much right after it got home.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. That's it for the story. What was on the back of it?
Big snake.
Big snake?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Dragon or something.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. So, you said you're in the Army till you're about 22.
Yeah.
Did you go back to Louisville then, or did you stay elsewhere? Or?
They took us back to Fort Knox, discharge.
So that basically, you moved back home after that.
Yeah.
Also, a story that I remember. I remember you telling me a story about you and your friends. So maybe this is, what is his name, Joe Rank? Maybe this was a you and Joe Rank.
I haven't seen him since I left home.
But I remember you telling me a story, though, that you and some friends picked up somebody's car and moved it. You picked it up, like they had like a Volkswagen or something very light.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And moved it across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Volkswagen, it wasn't very heavy.
Yeah. I remember you telling me that story, too, when we were younger, that you and a group of people just picked up a car and moved it across the street to see what happened. So you're back in Louisville after the service.
Yeah, I went home a while. I stayed home a while. And then I went to work at GE.
What? One of the questions that was asked is, how did you get your job at GE? Did you have a friend that like referred you to it?
No, I went to the Social Security office.
Like, then they gave you the job at GE?
Yeah.
They found it for you?
Yeah.
That was a lucky break. That company?
At that time, he was hiring a lot of people.
Was it new then, or?
It was new.
Okay. What'd you do at GE?
Setup man. When I retired, I did a lot of jobs out there.
Do you remember what your first responsibility
I worked on the line some, and then I was a setup man. I had these machines I had to take care of.
One of the questions also was, do you remember what your starting salary was? How much you got paid when you started at GE?
$1.37, I think.
$1.37 an hour?
Yeah.
That's probably pretty good money then.
Yeah, it was at that time.
So what year did you start at GE?
1954, I think it was.
1954. So... Also, another thing that happened right around this time is you got set up on a blind date with a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Mama.
Yeah.
So how did that happen? How did you set up with her?
I don't know. This guy at work said he could get me a blind date, so I accepted it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, was it a double date, or did he just say, I know this gal?
Yeah. That's what he said, give me the telephone number, and I called her. I called her, and she thought I was calling from a bar.
Where were you calling from?
A ranch house.
What's a ranch house?
It was a hamburger joint.
Oh, okay.
Don't you know what a ranch house is?
I don't think I've ever been to a ranch house. But now, I remember there was a restaurant called Ranch House.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But that's many years ago. But
it was. It's not around no more. They had one around in New Albany for a while, though.
So you called her from Ranch House.
Uh-huh.
And what'd you say to her?
I don't remember. I don't remember all that, though. No, it's so long ago.
Well, whatever you said, it worked.
Must have been all right,
must have been okay. Yeah. Well, where'd you guys go on your first date?
Moose.
You went to the Moose?
Yeah, I went to the Moose. Played bingo.
Did you win?
No. I was drinking beer. Well, I didn't really know I should or not, but I did anyway.
Yeah, why would you not? Just because Mama was...
Because I didn't know her.
Yeah. You didn't know she was more proper?
It'd be more proper not to do it.
Yeah.
But I done it. I asked her. She said, go ahead.
So you guys went to the bingo at Moose.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What did you like about her?
I don't remember. I don't know.
What made you decide that you wanted to have more dates?
I think, I don't know, I got a ticket back there then, and I think that's what done, though. She offered to pay it, and I said, well, okay.
She offered to pay your parking, like a speeding ticket?
Yeah.
Were you guys out on a date?
Yeah.
And you got a speeding ticket, huh?
Yeah.
Were you impressing her?
I had a new 1956 Ford, brand new. And it caught a fire, and all the wire inside of it burned out, and they had to come and haul it in and rewire the whole thing.
I remember you telling me that story, too. So how did it catch fire? I remember you...
I don't know. It's just one of those things that happens to a new car, I guess.
Well, I remember you telling me...
I blew the horn.
Yep, that's the part that I wanted to know about. Yeah. You blew the horn.
Some girls, I think it was.
Yes.
And then things start smoking. And I said,
how embarrassing must that be? You're trying to impress these girls on the street.
Yeah.
And your car blew up instead.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you and Mama hit it off. You knew she was the right one when she offered to pay for your speeding ticket. And then you guys decided to get married.
I moved in with her for a while over there, and Grandma and Grandpa.
Now, is that before you got married?
Yeah, before I got married.
Really? Well, how long did you guys date before you got married?
Oh, not long. 3 or 4 months, I guess.
3 or 4 months?
Yeah.
And you had already moved in?
Yeah.
Just made yourself at home, huh?
Yeah. she was, I mean, Grandma and them has always been just like a mother and father to me.
Yeah. What were Granny and Grandpa like when you were about that age?
Oh, they was real nice to me. They thought the world of me.
Yeah.
They never did treat me like, you know, they always treat me like a son.
Yeah. So you moved in with them. That's on, you guys moved to 27, well, I guess they lived at 2702 Colon Avenue.
Yeah.
Which I know that there's a house over there. I saw that.
Yeah, but we bought a house over there to Grandpa, he inherited some money, and he gave us a down payment on a house. So we bought a house over on next street over. So I forgot what street it is.
But you bought a house the next street over.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to talk to you about. So you guys got married August 11th, 1956. Hmm. What was that day like?
That was a hot day.
Was it?
Yeah, for me.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was.
But we have a lot of...
And I had to wear a tie and everything, and it was so hot.
Yeah. Well, and there's so many great pictures from your guys' wedding.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, everybody's got their full suits on. Everybody's, you know, looking good. But I've always heard, you know, you guys always told that story that it was a very hot day that day. Where did you guys get married?
Huh?
What church did you guys get married in?
It is right there.
That's okay.
First Lutheran Church. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you got a picture of it right here on the wall. Where'd you guys go on your honeymoon?
Went to King's Island.
Oh, King's Island?
Yeah.
Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Mom said that you guys might have went to the Cincinnati Zoo, too. Did you go to the zoo while you were there?
Went there, too, yeah. Went there, too.
What was Kings Island like in the zoo? Was it good? Did you have fun?
Yeah.
How long did you guys...
I went up there and got lost. I couldn't find it. We had a motel up there. We got lost and couldn't find a motel.
Couldn't find it. How long did you guys stay over there? Like, was it just the weekend, or
just a weekend?
Hmm. Another kind of thing that I wanted to ask you about is, so you guys got married in 1956, and Mom didn't come around until 1963. What was that 7 years like? What did you guys do in that time before you had mom, before you guys had kids? What were you guys like? You and Mamaw.
Oh, he's all right, I guess.
What'd you guys do? Did you guys like to go out, or did you guys go to dances, or?
Yeah, we went to Moose Dance mostly.
Moose Lodge.
Yeah, we went over a good part of the time, about almost every night.
Well, I know Grandpa was really.
Yeah, they were trying to get me in on it, but I never would do it.
Never interested in joining the Order of the Moose?
No. I don't know. Both of them. Grandma was, too. She was crazy. He was crazy about that moose.
Yeah. So you guys spent a lot of time over there? Did you guys go on trips or vacations or do anything?
Florida 2 or 3 times.
Yeah? Where'd you guys go?
I went to Pensacola. All of them down there.
Yeah.
One time we went down there just to drive through Florida. We went all the way around Florida.
Yeah. I remember one Christmas about 10 years ago when I snowed in here, and Mama found some of the home movies, and a lot of those home movies were from, before Mom and Uncle Larry, or Mom and Uncle Larry just being a baby. But you guys seem really fun. Like, Mama seemed very animated, funny, in front of the camera. You know, it didn't pick up any sound or anything like that, but everybody seemed to be having a good time.
Oh, yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah. And then, so Mom came around in 1963. How did that happen?
What do you mean?
Well, What was it like being a dad?
Oh, I liked it. Your mommy thought the world of me. We took her to the church to get baptized, and all the time she was there, she's crying and trying to reach her arms out for me to pick her to take her.
Yeah, she didn't like that too much, huh?
No, she didn't like it at all. Oh, I know I had a fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we went to the fair one time, and I had to carry her all the way through that fair. She wouldn't let nobody else carry her but me. And every time I got done, I was wore out.
Yeah, you had to do all the work.
But I was strong and.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't bother me too much.
And then Uncle Larry came around in 1965. Uh-huh. What did you think about having a son? What did you think about being a dad again?
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think's the secret to being a good dad?
Well, I don't know that. Give him a whole lot of love, I think.
Yeah.
And I always done that.
Yeah.
I give you guys a lot of love, too.
Yep. That's for sure. What was it like whenever they were kids? Did you guys go out?
We've done a lot of things together, yeah.
I know that you always like to take vacations.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite vacations that you guys took?
Yeah, my mom never went nowhere, so she likes to take vacations.
Yeah, she was... Mama was stay-at-home, pretty much stay-at-home mom, right?
Yeah.
And she worked at a nursing home, too.
Yeah, she worked at a nursing home for a while. That's the only place she ever worked.
So you're obviously doing pretty good at GE, though. You can support everybody.
Yeah, I made good money.
When did you decide to move out to Otisco? And how did that come about?
Well, that was Mamaw doing. She wasn't. I don't know. She wouldn't come out on the farm on account of bus school. They was busing school in Louisville, and she didn't want to get involved in that. So that's pretty much she did that. I went along with it.
So they were doing what in school? Like busing school?
Busing. Do you know what busing is?
No, I don't think so.
Well, to pick your children up, you take them way across town to another school.
Oh, okay. So they
and
were.
That's when the blacks and the whites was getting together, you know.
Right.
That's what it was.
So she wanted to make sure that they went to school close to where you live and not all the way on the other side of town.
Yeah.
So
we bought that place over in Otisco.
Well, how did you find it?
Went to I don't know how we found it. I don't remember back that far.
Like, it's not an auction or anything, was it? Or
no, it was just it's up for sale. What it was.
How much did you pay for all this? You remember?
I think about $19,000. I think
$19,000. Yeah. That included the house and 97 acres of farmland. That's a steal in this day and age.
Yeah, imagine.
So, what year did you guys move over here?
I don't know. You ask me questions now, I can't answer because it's too long ago.
Probably after Uncle Larry was born, right? Or right around this?
Yeah, it was after he was born.
So probably the late...
We didn't move over until we had both of them.
Yeah, so probably somewhere late 60s, I guess?
Yeah, something like that.
Did you like... working the farm out here? I know that you had some...
I liked it.
What did you guys have out here? Was the barn here when you guys moved here?
Yeah, barn, yeah. Big barn.
Yeah, I remember the barn growing up, but I just didn't know if it was already here or...
No, it was already here. This barn out here wasn't old. We built that one.
Right, I remember that one. Would you have... What kind of farming did you do when you were working it?
I let other people farm it, you know. Because I didn't have the equipment. It takes a lot of equipment to farm.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of equipment, a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's pretty much got to be your full-time job.
Yeah. It takes a lot of money to buy all that equipment, though. Really. You got to have a combine and all that stuff. I didn't have it. And if you put it out, and then you let other people come in and do it for you. You might as well not. You're just losing money.
Right. Did you guys have cows and pigs and things like that?
Oh, at one time I had about 20 hogs.
Uh huh.
And about 22 cows out here.
Mom.
That's for your time.
Right. Yeah, I never saw any of that. But Mom and Uncle Larry said that you loved your cows.
Yeah, all my cows are friendly.
Yeah,
I go up and pet almost every one of them.
Animals take to you though. All animals like you.
Yeah, I had one cow. It was a cow, and I tried to cut it. He had horns. I tried to cut them off, but I couldn't do it. It started bleeding.
Oh man!
And it made me feel bad, so I quit. And then one time it had a big ice storm, and he got out there and slid down on it and hit his horn and broke it off.
So you didn't have to do it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have a pond out here, and I think didn't you tell me that some of the cows would get out on the frozen pond every once in a while?
Or? Oh, yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, they walked out on the pond. Yeah, they know where to go to or get a drink, you know, the water. Yeah, I had a big hog step on my ankle one time. Sprung that thing, got so sore.
Was it your left ankle?
Great big one, huh?
Was it your left ankle?
Yeah.
Man, you're not having good luck with that left
leg.
No,
I know. I have all kinds of trouble with it.
Over the time.
It's my bad luck leg, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Heck.
And you could ask your mommy about that pig we had.
Yeah, well.
That she had.
She ate.
Made friendly out of it. Real friendly. He followed him around like a dog. Followed him down the school bus when he got on the school bus and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the pig's name?
Arnold.
Oh, Arnold.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
They picked a name out of that one on the radio.
On Green Acres.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They the one named it. Because he was so friendly with them. He liked it, so he just followed him around. He ate dog food like a dog did.
Really?
He ate with the dogs, too.
Hmm. Thought it was a dog, I guess, huh?
Yeah, he thought he was a dog.
That's cute. So, what are some things that you remember? Like, I know you said, I know you worked a lot, and you have mom now. You got Uncle Larry now.
Yeah, I worked a lot.
You worked a lot.
Yeah. Sometimes I worked 24 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was your schedule like at GE? Because I remember you getting up very, very early in the morning.
Sometimes I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and go to work. Not get home until late that night.
Yeah, that's a lot of work you put in there. But
yeah. I made good money. I'm still making money from it, too. Though, if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be making good money right now.
Right, yeah. For your pension and everything.
Yeah.
Retirement. Where all did you go? Like, I know you... And we got some home videos and stuff of, like, a lot of your vacations and stuff. Where did you guys go around that time on your vacations? Did you guys go to Florida or anything like that?
Yeah, we went to Florida several times.
What was that story you were telling me about the... property over at Disney World.
Oh, all right. We went to Florida, and these people was trying to sell lots in Disneyland.
Yeah,
and they put us all on an airplane, take us over there. And got on this airplane, and I had a heck of a time with Diane. Just cried up a storm. She's fighting. She did not want to go up in that airplane. And I kept lying to her. I said, we're just going to coast down here a little bit, and then we're going to get off. It calmed her down for a minute.
Yeah.
And then she didn't start right back again.
Yeah.
And then she finally gave up. It took her long. We almost got there before she gave up.
Yeah.
And they wanted to sell us a lot. Wasn't very much.
Oh, could you imagine
$2,400 for a lot? Would it be worth now?
Yeah, I was gonna say, could you imagine if you had a lot right there by Disney?
Yeah, I should have bought it. Everybody makes their mistakes.
Well, if that's the biggest mistake you made, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, we didn't grow up with the Disney World money, but we had a good time. So
yeah. Yeah, y'all can't say y'all never needed anything.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, what was, I have a question too. What was mom and Uncle Larry like growing up? I mean,
I was just like two young kids. I mean, they was pretty good. They were good kids, just like you guys were. You guys was good too.
Oh, we were all right.
I was talking to your mom the other day about that.
Were you?
I told her you'll be thankful that y'all didn't get no trouble or anything. She said she is.
Yeah, me and Leslie pretty much just fought amongst ourselves. We didn't have, when we grew up on this farm out here, you don't have a lot of neighbors, so you just got to fight with your brother and sister all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's the way Diane and... your mommy and Larry were, they fought like cats and dogs all the time.
Yeah.
They fought until they grew up. After they grew up, you see how nice they are now with one another.
Yeah, that's usually me and Leslie, too. Me and Leslie are pretty close now, but we've just fought a lot when we were kids. So.
Yeah. Leslie don't fight.
No, not now.
You didn't even fight much, and just a little bit of disagreement every now and then.
Yeah. So what is it? How did it feel when Leslie came around? How did you feel being a grandpa then?
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like you spoiled us too a little bit.
Yeah. I know I did.
I don't remember if this was me.
I didn't give you anything you wanted.
I know. I don't know if this was me or this was Leslie, but I always heard the story that you were holding one of us when we were babies. Like, we had just come home, I guess, from the hospital. And you had your shirt off. And one of us threw up down your back. When we were a baby.
Yeah, it's probably you.
Yeah, it probably was me. But I always heard that story.
I know you peed on me.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. But yeah, there's a lot of stories that I remember now that, you know, at this part of the, interview or whatever. I remember a lot of stories just being a kid. I remember a lot of things, too, like getting up early with Mama and making your lunch. You always carrying your lunch in that brown bag. And then when I was, like, in school, you'd come pick me up from kindergarten. You had a red Oldsmobile at that time. Actually, you had the Taurus, and then I think when you picked me up, too, you had that red Oldsmobile as well.
Yeah.
I remember you picking me up from school. And growing up in the old White House or whatever, I loved that. I mean, that was always, like, some of my fondest memories are being in there, swimming in the pool.
Yeah.
Or some of us had a swim in the bucket.
I got that swimming pool, you guys.
Yeah. But I, you know, some of us had to swim in the bucket.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You're too little to get in the pool. You didn't want to get in there. So we put a 5-gallon bucket out there, put water in it, and you got in it.
Yeah, I had to swim in the old bucket. So, but yeah, we had a great time, and I'm sure Leslie can, you know, say the same thing, but
yeah,
I had an amazing time.
I know she will. We had a great time. I know y'all like that swimming pool a lot.
The pool?
That's where Leslie learned how to swim.
Yeah, that's where I learned how to swim.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mostly just float. I don't have any choice. I just kind of float.
Yeah, 5-gallon bucket,
5-gallon bucket, yeah. And then video, like, I remember, you know, a lot of my memories are watching TV. I remember, you know, us having cable was like a big deal. I remember you having the air conditioner in your bedroom was the big deal.
Yeah, but I got that because I was working at night.
But it's the only room in the house that had air conditioning. So you go in your room and it'd be freezing cold.
Yeah, I had everybody in there.
Yeah.
Everybody had to come visit me.
Yeah. And I slept in there, too, growing up. And, yeah, I loved the air conditioning room. You coming home after work and just falling asleep on the couch or in the recliner. We'd just be laying on you, taking a nap with you, combing your hair. We like to comb your hair a lot.
Yeah, I know it. You and Leslie comb my hair all the time.
Yeah.
Every night, that put me to sleep almost on that chair.
Yeah. Combing your hair.
That's where I was wore out.
They'd make you hold a cup of water.
Yeah.
And then we'd comb your hair.
Yeah.
So. But yeah.
Yeah. I had a lot of good memories, though.
Oh, yeah. I had a great time.
Yeah.
So. Have no complaints about it. And, yeah. So. I'll tell you what. Let me go through some questions here.
All right.
That everybody has asked.
Yeah.
So here's some questions from Uncle Larry that I don't know that we covered here. What was the first car that you bought?
The Model T, Model A, rather.
What do you remember? What year it was?
No, I don't, but I give $100 for it.
What color was it?
Kind of black.
Black?
Black.
I think back in the day, everything just came in black, right? Yeah. You can have any color you want as long as it's black, I believe, is what they say.
I think back here then, about all them cars was black.
Yeah. As a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I don't know. I never did think about that.
Never thought about what you wanted to be?
My childhood wasn't very good.
Cowboy, maybe? You like your westerns?
Yeah, could be. Maybe so.
You went to Texas.
Yeah, maybe that's probably why I went to Texas.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was gone 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
From 13. I mean, striking out on your own at 13 is... you couldn't do that these days.
Yeah.
And most 13-year-olds wouldn't know what to do if you went to being out on their own anyway. Let's see here. What was your favorite movie? Do you have a favorite movie? You like your westerns, though.
Yeah.
Is there one you've seen or some that you've seen a lot?
No. Everybody, it's just like everybody else. Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, and all that. That's just about it, you know. Back there then, that's all they showed, those two.
Yeah. What about John Wayne?
Yeah, John Wayne was in there too, but he didn't do it. He made movies. But Gene Autry and them, they just made them little TV shows.
Right. Let's see. He asked some of the questions that we actually got to. What was your first job? That was the paper route. Did you have a favorite toy or anything when you were young? That was the question, not what was your favorite game, but did you have a favorite toy when you were young?
Toys.
No toys. Let's see. What was your? He asked the question. What was the favorite? What was your favorite place?
Favorite what?
What was your favorite place that you guys vacationed with Mom and Uncle Larry?
Oh, I guess Florida.
Yeah, we went to Florida a lot too growing
up.
Yeah,
I know it.
Besides GE and Margaret's Flower Shop, what other jobs did you have? Well, I guess we went over those too because you had the paper route, cook, dishwasher.
I had a lot of jobs. So when I was on the road.
Yeah, I'm sure in those days too, being the Depression and stuff like that, you probably had to do just about everything to.
Yeah.
Also, tell me that story because we didn't talk about it. But the day that you found out World War II was over.
Oh, you mean when I was walking down 4th Street?
Yeah,
I was walking down 4th Street. And somebody dropped a can out of the building up there and hit me in the head and knocked me down to the ground.
You didn't have very good luck, did you?
No, I'm lucky.
Oh, man.
But I've been lucky since then, though.
Yeah, that's true. Here's a question. What do you remember about the 1950s, and was it as exciting as everyone remembers it being? The 1950s. Yeah, when I think of the 1950s, I think of like I Love Lucy, and I think of the cars, and I think of the suits or maybe the leather jackets. Or
well, back then, people just run around to them kind of hamburger joints like the ranch house places like that, you know. And that's where they hang out at.
Yeah,
it was a hangout for young kids.
The ranch house.
Yeah.
And that's where you called Mama for the first date from the ranch house.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, so I think we actually covered all of Uncle Larry's because, you know, how you got the job at GE, how much you made at GE, some of your other jobs. So those are going to be Uncle Larry's questions here. Let's move on to Mom's because, let's see. We got Mom's too. What was your first job? Paper route. Everybody wanted to know about your first job.
Paper route.
Paper route. Okay.
And then anything else? Anything I could get? Like I went around collected all kinds of stuff and sold them. They used to have a rag man come around, you know. They called it a rag man, but he buys all that stuff, you know. I used to do that.
Yeah?
Like metal or anything.
Like salvage or anything like that?
Yeah.
Leslie wants to know, what was your favorite age or your favorite stage in life? Like, what was the best time, would you consider, like, that your favorite time in life?
When I had the children growing up, when Diane and Larry was young and y'all was young, that's when my best time was.
And Leslie wants to know, what would you say you're most thankful for?
Well, most thankful, I'm thankful for the way y'all turned out. That's what I'm thankful for.
Yeah, not too bad.
Nah, neither one of y'all too bad. Y'all done all right.
And then I had some questions for you as well. Let's see. What advice would you give me or the family in the future?
I don't know.
Some good life advice?
Just keep on what you're doing, I guess. Because I think I like what you're doing. You got a good job.
Yeah. What would you say is the secret to a happy life?
Well, I've had a happy life. I have.
What would you say is the
secret? Most of it is, you know, when the children is good, they don't go out there and get in any trouble or nothing, and they don't give you nothing too much trouble. That's a happy life.
Yeah. What do you think? I should exercise regularly? I thought you were gonna also give, when I asked what advice, I thought you were gonna tell me, Sean, you gotta start exercising regularly.
No, I wouldn't tell you that because you exercise enough.
Take care of your eyesight.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Because when you lose your eyesight, you lose everything.
Yep. Take care of your eyesight and exercise every day.
Yeah, I did that. I lost my sight. I lost just about everything.
What would you say is your happiest memory?
I don't know. I can't answer that. When we all over there swimming, I mean, I thought that was my happy time too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it until I got too old to keep take care of it.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I sold it.
Well, we've been swimming up at Leslie's though.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
Yeah.
And I guess, reflecting on your 88 years, what would you say has been your greatest accomplishment?
Raising the children.
Your greatest accomplishment?
Yeah, I think so. Hmm. I believe that. And you think I
believe
did a good
that
job?
Too. I think you did a great job.
I think that's what it is right there.
That's the secret to a happy life, guys.
Yeah, that's right. That's the secret to a happy life.
Well, Papaw, I appreciate you sitting down and talking with me tonight.
All right.
And I think we got everybody's first round of questions.
Yeah,
I
kind of enjoyed it.
You kind of enjoyed it?
Yeah, just kind of. It's kind of hard on me, though, trying to remember all that stuff.
Well, let me ask you, did you enjoy it enough where if maybe we had some follow-up questions, we could ask you more? We sit down and do this again another evening?
Yeah, we can do it another time.
Well, I certainly appreciate you sitting down and talking to me today.
What time is it?
We've been...
10 o'clock.
10:50 p.m. It's about bedtime. It's almost 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I know it's about bedtime.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to wrap it up here. But, yeah, Papo, I love you. Thank you so much for...
I love you too, Sean.
And do you have anything that you want to say to Mom and Uncle Larry and Leslie listening?
No, you tell him. I love them.
You tell them.
Yeah, I love you. Leslie, I love you. Diane, I love you. Larry, I love you.
So we love you too, Papa. We love you too. So,
okay.
We'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.